from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Well, last week we looked at a book that has kind of surfaced through Nigel's research, a book called Joined Up Thinking by Hannah Critchlow. And at the end of that episode, we suggested that we might be looking at some other books. And here we are. In the following episode, we are doing exactly what we said. How often do we do that? So we're following through. And this episode, we're looking at a book called The Social Brain by Tracy Camilleri, Samantha Rocky, and Robin Dunbar. So for context, this is another of the books that Nigel discussed in his session at Learning Technologies on organizational learning. And I thought it'd be great if we elaborated a bit on some of these books and the ideas within them and why they might be useful for learning people. So Nigel, it's The Social Brain. Tell us all about that. Why do we need to know about this book?
Well, the key person in the trio, and they're basically Said Business School in Oxford. So this is an Oxford University production in a way, that Robin Dunbar is famous for his Dunbar number. Yeah. And the Dunbar number, he's an evolutionary biologist and by trade. And he worked out that if monkeys tend to live in communities based on the size of their brain, so the bigger the brain, the bigger the community, if he scaled up the monkey brain to the human brain, what kind of number would that give? What is the optimal number for human communities? And he came up with the number 152, which is shortened or abbreviated or whatever to 150. So he's saying that once you get past a community of 150, you can't keep in touch and everything falls apart. So his recommendation to organizations is that you, if you get beyond that, you break these down into communities of roughly 150. So you start with five. That's his family grouping, really tight. And you get looser and looser ties to 150. But you can nod to people. You know them. You're attached to them. You feel you belong. But you don't, you're not intimately involved with 150 people. That's impossible, too. So what he's saying is that organizations have got it all wrong. You know, they build these massive teams and they expect people to belong to 10,000 or more even. And it just doesn't work. And interestingly, I was discussing this with someone from Electronic Arts, the games company. And he told me, Andy told me, that in Electronic Arts, they took this number very seriously and they always built units of no bigger than 200. So they went a little bit over the 150. So as soon as a unit got too big, they broke it up. So Electronic Arts, with thousands of people, were all in clusters of around 200 in order to keep that attachment and that linkage and that connection. So that essentially what the book is saying is that there's a kind of model which they call the Thrive model. But basically what it's saying is that if you can create those strong personal connections with a sense of belonging, with shared values, a clear articulated purpose, a culture which everyone adheres to and reinforces the purpose and the belonging, and you have lots of learning between the group, you have the optimal model for innovation and creativity. So it's the group performance, the optimization of group performance is about numbers, and it's about the nature of the group and the way in which they connect with each other. And again, I think this is a very simple model. It's saying essentially that, rather like the last book that we talked about, Hannah Critchlow's book, our inherited biology rumbling beneath the surface of our seemingly rational work lives deserves greater understanding. Our ability to scale relationships is limited by the size of our brains. So we need to work with our biology, not against our biology. And if we work with it, a massive, massive productivity gain, much more happiness, much more engagement, much more delivery of core objectives. So we need fair systems where people are challenged but not fearful, and that is the essence of his notion of thriving. That's the Thrive model. Everyone is seen and heard. Everyone has a sense of autonomy, and everything moves along much nicer, much, much more clearly and much more productively, if these things are the case. So that's essentially it. Again, it's a really easy to read book, very well put together, tons of research, as you would expect from something coming out of Oxford University. And in some ways, you'd be crazy not to think about this and the conclusions, and think about how you organize your teams, your work groups, and even the bigger organization. So numbers are important, Martin. I think that's the conclusion, whether we like it or not, because of nature of our brain and our biology.
Yeah, really interesting. Just one final point from me would be, when you look at what learning's doing, what's your view on how you would go through that lens of the numbers in terms of making what you do as a learning team more effective?
I think that what that means is that you don't set individuals learning tasks. You set small groups learning tasks. And maybe if you were solving a leadership problem, you merely need to get at maybe 150 or 100 even people and charge them with that and let them not sit on their own and have big ideas, but work together.
Yeah.
And then that 100 or that 50 can put it to the next, 100 and 150. Yeah. So gradually you build it, roll it out across the organization. But you start with groups of as small as 5 and as big as about 150. No more than that, in order to solve big thorny problems and issues. And back to Hannah Critchlow, those kinds of groups, you can then align, brains can align, thoughts can spark, and you end up with coming up with absolutely brilliant solutions. So it's really talking about the structure, how you structure the learning. And to stick everyone in front of their laptop and say, get on with it, is more and more an irrational and contra the evidence stance to take.
Great. Thanks, Nigel. Look forward to the next book whenever that pops up. But that's been really interesting.
Thank you very much. Take care, Martin. It's always a pleasure to talk.
From scratch.